Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I have succeeded. Amen. And so have you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We are winners in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are a winner. You are a conqueror. As a matter of fact, Paul pens it. This one says, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. There are people who conquer, but for us, we are more than conquerors. Why? Because we do not conquer on our own. We conquer with Christ. Christ has already conquered for us, so we conquer more. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And even this evening, I just want us to share about how to remain a winner, how to become a winner and stay a winner. How are we going to win? How are we going to remain winners? Hallelujah. Paul declares in Philippians chapter 4, he says something very, very, very powerful. Very powerful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. There's a statement that he makes that we, as every Christian, must live by. Amen. Yes, he says, are you there? Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. Yeah, he says, I can do not some things, but all things through him who strengthens me. As a matter of fact, some Bibles say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Through Christ, which strengthens me. We know Jesus was the man, then Christ was the God in him. So that Christ is what enables us to accomplish, is what enables us to do all things. In the name above every other name, the devil always wants us to believe that we cannot do some stuff, but you know, we need, as Christians, we need to know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Paul says again in the Philippians chapter, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. If you are writing, you can write down 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He says, but God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. That's why Paul in the other scripture says, I can do all things. Why? Because of this grace which is sufficient. This grace of God that is sufficient for us. The one that is made perfect in our weakness. That's why we should never ever confess that we are weak. In his weakness, we are strong. When we are weak, when we are at our weakest, we are at our strongest in him, in the name above every other name. It says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, he wants to do something through you and in you. And what he wants to do is not going to necessitate your energy, in your int- intellect, your money. It's gonna be him. It's gonna be him. He's gonna take the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He's gonna take it. In that area where you think you are weak, my God, God has just spoken to us that he's coming through for you. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace. You can do all things through his grace. You can do all things through the grace of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Yes. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Paul again says, he's talking about the riches of the glory, of his glory, the riches of God's glory, which that he may grant you, that you may be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. That's where our weaknesses are mostly. I'm talking about inner weakness and inner strength right now, because our victory comes from our inner strength. If our inner man is, you know, is deflated. When I talk about deflated, means I'm talking about he begins to think that he is unable. When your inner man begins to think that you are unable, then you are defeated. You understand? But when our inner man begins to confess and say, I am well able, you know, we know this story of the spies that Moses sent into the promised land. You know, 10 of them came with a negative report. But 2 of them said, we are well able to take on these giants. Let me tell you, it's not always the majority that wins in the things of God. God does not use the majority. As a matter of fact, I remember when this young man was going, Gideon was going for war, for battle. He had about 30,000 men with him. But the Lord, what did the Lord say? The Lord said, there are too many. There are too many. Child of God, you don't need many. You do not need much. You don't need much power. You don't need too much money. What you need is his glory, his grace to be upon you. Once the grace of God is upon you and his grace is sufficient for you, you will accomplish, you will be a winner. We as Christians win not because of our intellect. We do not win because of our money. We don't win because of our connections. Too many connections are too many. You don't need too many. It says God told Gideon, there are too many. Reduce them. What? I thought, you know, this battle would be won by numbers. No. Not according to God's arithmetic. You don't need many. All you need is the riches of his glory that will strengthen you with his power through his spirit in your inner being. In your inner being. That's why Paul says, on the outside we may be perishing. On the outside it may look like, you know, we are being defeated, but our inner men are being renewed every day. As long as you are feeding your inner man, child of God, you remain a winner. You understand that? You are going to become a winner. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 22, Paul is still talking about this inner strength. He says, I thank him who has given me strength. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I thank him who has given me strength. When others are failing, when others are faltering, he has given you strength, child of God. Especially in this season in which we are, God has given you and your family strength. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? You are a winner. You have already won this battle. This battle is too late. Whatever it is, it's too late. He said, I thank him who has given me strength. Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me. Even if we just log off here, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, you are already a winner. You understand, child of God? How do we continue to keep our inner man, or our inner person strong by prayer. Number one, by prayer. Be prayerful. Continue to be prayerful. Continue to be prayerful. And hallelujah. Continue to be prayerful. That's why he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. What does the Bible tell us? It says, do not be anxious about anything. Now, I want to take particular emphasis, and I want to take my time in defining anything. Anything, are you ready to hear the definition of anything? You ready for the definition of anything? Anything means anything. Man, the rebros, anything means anything. Is there anything you're anxious about? Don't waste your time. He says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In everything. Let me tell you, those who do not pray do not win. I repeat that. Those who do not pray do not win. Because where do we win the battles? The battles, before the battle is physical, ladies and gentlemen, the battle is spiritual. You have got to assess. He who declares war and wins in the higher places will win in the lower places. That's why even in today's warfare, he who has superiority, aerial superiority, will win the battle. The Americans and the British, they don't have to have their boots on the ground to win a battle. It's armies like, you know, so from China, Mukaka, wherever, who have got to be there physically. These guys sit somewhere. He will sit somewhere in some container. All he needs is a computer, and he will send a drone. He will send a bomb. He will sit in America, and he will bomb somewhere in the Middle East. That is power. That's the power of prayer. The power of prayer, you do not have to be there physically. As long as you are there spiritually, aerially, you are a winner. Do you understand? Right now, you can win in back home, even when you are not there. You can win in every place. You do not have to be there. You see, just send the word. There's this man who astonished Jesus Christ, the centurion. The centurion has his servant who is sick, and Jesus comes and says, you know, this guy comes and says, my servant is sick, you know, but I need you to heal him. Jesus says, I can shift around my schedule, and I can come over with you to your place. The man said, no, you don't have to come. Just send the word. Just send the word. You don't need to come. Child of God, just send the word in a prayer. Just send the word in those situations. Just bombard them from here. Just send the word. Just begin to speak in prayer in the name. Create them in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever is in you, is in your path, destroy them. Bombard them aerially by power in prayer. Those who do not pray do not win. They fail because they depend on their own strength. That's why he says, you remember Paul says, I thank him who has given me strength. It is he who gives you strength. I can do all things through him who does what? Who strengthens me. Where do you get that power? How can you hook into that power? How can you be able to tap into that power? The only way you tap into that power is by prayer. By prayer. God's power is released through prayer. Because he never fails, my friend. We win as we depend on him. We win as we depend on him. We win as we depend on him. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Yandamundi ribro zakanda rabrozika. He says, and whatever. Another definition. Whatever means whatever. Whatever you do, what you ask in a prayer, not in a gossiping, not in jumping up and down, not in crying. You may cry until the cows come home, but a man who knows how to tap into this power will be in a prayer. That's why the devil knows how to hide prayer from all of us. He hides it. He will make sure that you don't pray, because he knows that's where we derive our power. We call for a prayer meeting, people will not come. But you call for a wedding, they will you will not even have room where to sit them. Prayer, the devil knows. He knows it. He says, whatever you ask in prayer, what will happen? You will receive. You will receive if you have faith. If do you have faith this evening, child of God? Winners are people of faith. Winners are men and women of faith. Winners are men and women of faith. And because they have faith, when they go before God in prayer, they ask in faith. Some of us have, I think most of us here on this line are parents. You see, when those kids of yours, when they come to you, they're not doubting when they're asking for something. They're not. They don't doubt. They come asking, Mommy, I want this. They have the faith. Because they know their relationship between you and they know you are their mother. A winner is a person who knows their relationship with God. They know that God is their heavenly Father. My Father, our Father who art in heaven. One of the reasons we don't receive from our Father is because we have never internalized, we have never accepted, we have never had the revelation of that relationship. Our Father. Father means source and sustainer. So when I come before Papa, I do not come doubting. No. If I need £10,000, I'm going to ask for £10,000. If I need, come on. Oh, but you see, some of us, when we are asking for £10,000, we are asking and then you are thinking, but isn't that too much? What is too much before Papa? There's nothing too much before Papa. A winner is a prayerful person. Do you understand, child of God? Be prayerful. Whenever there's an opportunity to pray, pray. Whenever there's an opportunity to gather in a prayer, pray. But do not just pray like any other person. Pray with faith. Because go to him and quote Matthew 21:22. Say, Father, you said that whatever I ask in prayer, and here I am asking in a prayer, you said I will receive it if I have faith. And Father, I have faith. I am believing that you are able, you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything you can ask, I can ask or think about or even imagine. Therefore, Father, I am asking for this. Ask, and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Ready for number two? Be positive. Be positive and remain positive. This is very key. It is very, very important, child of God, that you remain positive, because there are many things that are working tirelessly to sow seeds of discord, to sow seeds of negativity in a human being. The spirit of negativity. Somebody called it the captivity of negativity. Do you understand, child of God? Be positive. Be positive. Remain positive. Positive. Hallelujah. Write this scripture. It's very important. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You know, some of us know it by heart, but it's okay. If you don't, just write it down. You need it. It says, finally, sisters, these are the things that you should meditate upon. You should think, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. Is there any excellence? If there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think. We need to be people who think positively. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the Bible says. Think. Those who have negative attitudes will fail. If you have a negative attitude on you have already failed, if we are already thinking failure. You know, such people are look for and expect the worst. What are you expecting next week? If your heart is palpitating and you are scared, oh my God, I don't know what's gonna come next week. I don't know what's gonna you attract it. There's something called the law of attraction. The law of attraction does not know whether you're a Christian or not. That's why most people out there who don't know Christ, they attract stuff that we Christians walk by, because we Christians, most of us walk in fear, walk in negativity. But these guys apply positivity. They are positive. You understand? Think positive. If you expect and look for the worst, you will receive it. Do you understand? But if you expect the best, I expect the best tomorrow. Expect the best next week. Expect that this season of the pandemic will pass by, but I will be here to testify. Expect your children to be best, the best. Expect. Winners, as winners, we must look for the good and expect the best. Look for the good and expect the what? The best. Because losers always look for the bad and expect the worst. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. We are positive people. Positivity means we are people of faith. That's why we call ourselves people of faith. People of faith are not people of doubt. There's a difference. We are people of faith. Hallelujah. We are people of faith. How? Because we know that our father is a winner. That's why John pens it this way in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Very powerful scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says, for everyone. Here is another definition. Everyone means everyone. For everyone who has been born of God, overcomes the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Now, whenever you pray, say, I have been born again of God. I am a child of God. I'm just no longer a child of so and so. No. When you become born again, you become engrafted into this into this powerful family, into this powerful kingdom. And because you are born into this powerful kingdom, a kingdom of overcomers, there's nothing that can defeat our God. Our God is a winner. And because you are born of Him, you will overcome. Can I prophesy upon you that you are going to overcome? You are an overcomer. Because you are everyone. Everyone means includes you. As long as you are born of God, and that one is no doubt, you are born of God. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ did not promise us a problem-free world. No. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Very powerful scripture. Very powerful scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. It says, little children. You see, he calls us what? Children. We are little before him. We are his children. It says, little children, you are from where? From God. You may be son of so and so, but I need to tell you that you are from God. That your father, whether he's alive or has gone to be with the Lord, was simply a conduit through whom you came. You are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Whatever is staring you in the face, I need to tell you that greater are they that are in you than that thing. May the Lord open our eyes that we may see it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. You remember Elisha and his servant? If it was in today's world, Elisha would be just sitting somewhere, just sipping at a coffee and maybe reading his Bible, or just, you know, flip, when the enemies were around him. I don't know what he was doing. Certainly, according to the scripture, he was not bothered. He was not bothered. But when Gehazi looked at the mountains and saw the armies that were surrounding them, he quaked in his boots. He thought, my God, we are finished. But he turned around. What astonished him was Elisha was unbothered. Elisha was unmoved. Elisha did not pay attention to the enemy. You see, winners do not pay attention to the enemy because they know that they have already overcome. They don't give him airtime. No. I told you this story. I'll remember this guy. He's one of the prominent, I think, evangelists. You know, one time he was bothered by the enemy. I think he woke up and said, it's you again. It's just you. Then he just went back to sleep. He saw the devil and says, it's just you. This, some of us, you see the devil, oh my God. All hell will break loose. Because they know, those who know who they are, those who know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Elisha is not worried. He's not bothered by the number of the enemies. How many enemies are surrounding you this evening? You know what? It does not matter how many they are. Because the one who is in you is greater, far, far greater than them. Therefore, if winners think that way, winners think and know that, you know what? He who is in me is greater than them. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. Winners have peace. Winners are not in pieces. Losers are in pieces. Winners have peace. They rest in, they have got this rest, rest assurance that they have already overcome. I don't know how to say it, this. You have already overcome even the things that you haven't faced. Even those things that the devil is manufacturing right now, you have already overcome them. Because you are simply an overcomer. That is your identity. My identity is I am an overcomer. It is an identity. You've got to own it. You've got to claim it. You've got to put it on yourself as a badge. You are an overcomer. He says, I'm saying these things to you that you may have peace. In the world, he says, you will have tribulation. He says, this will come. But take heart. Why? Because I have already overcome. He has already overcome. Listen. I normally tell this story on funerals. This man is driving his car and he's got this young kid of his in the car. And this young kid, and then something happens. Because there's too much heat in the car, he rolls down the glass and a bee enters this car. A bee enters this car and there's chaos in the car. Why? Because his young son is allergic to bee stings. He is chaos. The man is controlling the car and at the same time is trying to fight the bee. What happens is that he gets, you know, he opens the palm of his hand and miraculously he gets the bee in his hands. And we all know what happens. You know what happened? The bee stung him. And after it had stung him, what did he do? He released it. And then the bee, zoo, 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 in the car again. The young man is like, oh my God, the bee. The dad says, hang on, relax. He opens the palm of his hands and shows him, look. He says, it is now harmless. Yes, it's a bee. Yes, it's buzzing around, but it's what? It's harmless. Why? Because I have taken the sting for you. That's what Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. He overcame for us. He took the sting out of the troubles of this world, out of the tribulation of this world. That's why he says, be at peace. Be at peace. Do you understand, child of God? Be at peace. Be at peace. Be positive. Remain positive. Do not fear. Oh my God, COVID. No. Poverty, and money. Where am I going to get money? You are, as long as there's still breath in your lungs, I can guarantee you, you are already overcome. You've already overcome. Hallelujah. Lastly, but not least, be persevering. Persevere. In my language, they say, okuremerako. Okuremerako. Persevere. Persevere. Persevering means you take 5 steps. Something, you know, comes and derails you. You fall back about 7 steps more. But you keep on coming. You keep on, you do not give up. You keep on coming. You persevere. Perseverance. Winners persevere. One of these days I'm going to talk about failure. Failure is good. Because out of failure, the only problem with failure is if you remain where you have fallen. Do you understand? Today, I know most of you right now, it's dark, but it's already dark outside, but all of us right now have got lights on. We've got lights on. Thomas Edison, before he made the light bulb, it is said that he failed 10,000 times. 10,000 times. And one guy approached him and said, but why are you wasting your time? You have failed many. You are a failure. He called him a failure. Let me tell you, never allow anybody, never allow any situation, never allow any demon to whisper into your ear, tell you that you are a failure. Just because you have not yet accomplished it doesn't mean you have failed. Nobody ever got to the top without failing. I repeat that. Nobody ever got to the top without failing. If you see these guys, for example, footballers or basketballers, whatever, you see him just dunking the ball and straight in the net. Or he kicks the ball and he takes a free kick and straight away it's in the net. And people say, they clap. Do you know how many times he has failed in the dark? Where there are no light. No. In the limelight, he's succeeding and everybody wants to become like him. But none of us wants to fail like he has been failing in the dark. Do you understand what I'm saying, child of God? T.D. Jakes once said, everybody, some people want to be like, you say, I want to be like T.D. Jakes, I want to preach like him. But he said, you are not there. When I could not even afford electricity in my house, when I could not even afford petrol for my car, when I did not even have 100 people in the church for 10 years. Now, some of us, when you are pastored for 5 years or whatever you are doing, for 3 years, and you begin to compare yourself with other guys. Stop comparing yourself with other people. Is it a business? Is it a marriage? Whatever it is, you are you. The person you see up there, you have no idea how many times he has fallen. He says, you want to become like me? Are you ready to go through the failures I've been through? Failure is what makes winners, because you learn from your past mistake. You learn. Thomas Edison said, "I am not a failure. Rather, I have learned 10,000 ways of not doing it." I am not a failure. So do not allow that devil to whisper, oh my God, you are a failure. My God, you are now 35. Oh my God, you are now 45. And you haven't, you are a failure. Look at that young man. He has just come out of university and he's doing that. Forget about him. Persevere. Have you fallen 7 times? Keep on coming back. How many setbacks have you encountered? Those setbacks, every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Winners are not set back by setbacks. Winners, winners dust themselves up. They get up. You get up, you dust yourself up, and you square your shoulders again, and you say, I am going to attempt this mountain again. I am going to climb again. You climb, you keep on climbing, you keep on climbing, you persevere. Paul persevered many things. He suffered many things. He never gave up. He was beaten. He was imprisoned. Many things happened to this man. But he refused to give up. That's why he says, I have fought a good fight of faith, and I have kept the faith. Because if you fail too much, at times you tend to, most of us lose the faith. But you cannot lose the faith because you have fallen too many times. As a matter of fact, this is not just, I'm not talking about only a physical walk. I'm also talking about a spiritual walk. At times as individuals, there are some individuals who fail and fail and fail and fail. And we as Christians know how to bury them even more because they have failed. Listen, the Bible says, a righteous man will fall how many times? We are talking about a righteous one. We are not even talking about a wicked one. So 7 times, but he will get up. Get up. Where have you fallen, child of God? This evening, by the power of the Most High God, I command you to get up. Get up and walk again. Get up and do it again. Get up and try again. Get up, get up. As a matter of fact, the devil knows, because he knows that if you keep on keeping on, you're going to succeed. And that's why he comes and says, you know what? Give up. Give up. Give up. There's this man who had a piece of land, very good piece of land. He was told, when he bought it, he was told there was oil in the land. There was oil on the land. And he dug and dug and dug and dug for many years. No oil. You know what he concluded? He said, this land, there's no oil. Whoever took the soul, in my language, they say I bought wind. He bought wind. Nagulampeu. There is no oil on this land. So he puts it on the market. Puts it on the market. And guess what? Somebody comes and takes it. The guy who took it, he just dug just a few inches and he hit oil. And the rest was history. The other guy did not persevere. Child of God. You are not meant to give up. You are not meant to give up. You are meant to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. In trials, yes. In trials, yes. In tribulations, yes. In testings, yes. They come to everyone, by the way. But we can win if we keep on keeping on. We can win if we keep on keeping on. Romans chapter 12. Verse 12 is the last scripture we shall read. We just have 1 minute to close. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. He says, rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. Be patient. Oh my God. He said, be patient in tribulation. Be patient. Don't jump out because it's hard. Because be patient in tribulation and be constant in just and be constant in prayer. Just be patient. The more patient you are, I can guarantee you, you are gonna hit gold. You are gonna hit gold. Some people will come and begin to wonder, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time? Do you know how many years it took? Noah to build the ark? Some of us will never live those years. Took him years upon years to build the ark. Do you know how many people would come pass by him and begin to laugh at him? What are you doing? Why are you wasting your time? But one day it rained. Rain is coming your way. Do not give up, child of God. Don't give up on that dream, child of God. Just keep on keeping on. Persevere in the Lord, and the Lord will come through for you, because he has already done it. He's already finished. It's a done job. Victory comes to those who wait. Victory comes to those who wait. So, this evening, are you going to choose to be a winner? Choose to be a winner. Be prayerful. Hallelujah. Be positive. And persevere. As a matter of fact, the last sentence will be purposeful. Be a person of purpose. Be purposeful. People of purpose do not give up. People of purpose are not failures. You cannot persevere if you don't have a purpose. You'll only persevere if your purpose is to get to the top of the mountain. What motivates you to keep on going? What motivates you and I to keep on going is called purpose. Purpose. You need a purpose to keep living. You need a purpose to live for. Those who do not have a purpose to live for fail. Hallelujah. For if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die to the Lord. But we have a purpose to live. Whatever it is, whether it is in death, in life or death, we have a purpose. Let us close this with prayer, the name above every other name.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.